Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we just going all in, huh?
Yeah, we are. All right, welcome back. Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Was Hugh... What application do we have Hugh as Annie for? Was it...
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
I forget how that hadn't that
oh, you
come
mean the
before?
Song? Because I was looking. I thought it was.
It was a role
Omar,
that
yeah,
a role
Omar
you'd
Sharif.
Like to see Hugh star
yeah,
in.
But because I thought it was Annie. Omar Sharif, but it was somebody else. That ain't funny. Hey, what you laugh? You laughed pretty hard over there too.
It was the best so answer. Funny. It was the best answer.
Funny. It was a role you'd like to see Hugh star
in. Annie.
No, they wanted me to actually play Annie, though,
yeah.
Right?
That was yeah.
It's the comedic relief I needed today, because today has
so
been,
good.
Yeah.
No,
it,
so
it's you know, you're an A-list act. You couldn't play Annie?
Saying, you could have pulled off Annie.
I mean, come on. If you're the actor you say you are, you could pull off Annie.
It's a little disrespectful.
Annie?
Yeah, because I got to wear a little dress. I ain't wearing no dress. I ain't putting no dress on.
Don't think you get to sing this song?
And I ain't singing.
Come on.
If it meant the Phillies came back, come on, would you do it? Come on.
Wear a dress? I ain't wearing a dress. I sing the song.
Yeah.
But I ain't wearing a dress.
Put the little red wig on.
Yeah. You just
wear,
sing.
I got to wear the wig.
You sing.
We'll do
wig.
AI. I'll do the rest. Yep. We'll make it look right.
Okay, I'll sing. I ain't putting no dress on. They ain't going to have no footage running around me no dress on. That ain't about to happen.
It's just got to be the curly red wig.
Yeah.
That's just so wrong.
Yeah, it's right, though. All right, 215-592-9049. Let's go back to the phone lines here. And then we'll hear from Trey Turner and Bryce Harper on Game 3 tomorrow night. Chris in Princeton. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Chris, what's up, buddy?
First-time caller, long-time listener. I appreciate the time.
Well, I appreciate you listening and making the time to call. So what are you feeling after last night?
So I wanted to go back to the star segment, Joe, and Q, I think you're spot on when it comes down to the big dogs, right? These cities are built on passion, and I'm listening to these post-game interviews, right, and they just sound defeated. Harper, Schwarber, you know, and we can even go to the Birds with A.J. Brown, but, you know, we want the playmakers to make plays and lead from the top, and all they're doing is complaining, right? Yeah, we need to play better. The victimhood mentality is just driving me nuts, right? I pay the privilege to go to the stadium and watch these guys play, and then these Philly stars, quote-unquote, right, and I use those air quotes, we're almost paying $1 billion for these guys to bring some passion to the city, and we're just losing the essence of Philly sports, and it's driving me nuts, right? So, you know, the big dogs, you know, hungry dogs run faster. The big dogs need to eat, but our guys just aren't hungry, and it's driving me nuts. But great show today, guys.
Chris, appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, it doesn't feel that way. We had a caller earlier who mentioned, I think it might have been Will, that their salaries, I don't think that has anything to do with it. All these guys are rich beyond belief. Like, Otani's got $700 million in the bank. I mean, they're
yeah, but it's something to be, like...
Aren't they all rich, though? Like, well, how does that... Our no, guys having money, their guy. I mean, it's like, they're all
well,
rich.
I don't think it's that, but I think it is something to be said about, you know, you have a moment where you make a... I mean, let's just call it what it is. You make a bonehead decision to run the third instead of going back to second, because that's how I kind of look at it now, because you were clearly... not going to get to third and be safe. And the first thing out of your mouth is to talk about the fans booing you. I mean, when you look at that moment, at some point you should have realized as a professional, I'm not going to make that. My best bet is to go back to second base. Go look at the play, Joe. you were not like I don't like I said you could have been Sonic the Hedgehog.
He would have needed Muncy to bobble the ball yes. on the pickup of
yes.
the bus.
Yeah. You skipped twice, and Mookie was already gone.
And what he needed was a huge lead so he could walk the third.
Yeah, that's yeah. it. And if once you decided to go, you should have went. You didn't even do that. You bounced two times, and then you took off. Mookie was already there. He was in position. He was waiting on you. So that's a bad look on you. And then for you to turn around, and instead of saying, hey, you know what? I made a bad decision. You talk about, well, what do you say? The wind is wind in your sails, and then it's wind in your face. What the hell? That to me, is a disconnect.
Yeah, the Castillo, look, they're all different. Like, Schwarber's a free agent to be. Trey and Harper are signed forever. Castellanos has 1 year left. Of all of them, I can't have Castellanos here next year. And I don't think the Phillies can either. I mean, obviously, it was just an ugly ending to him being a bench player, part-time player. He's complaining every 5 seconds. And then, you know, the way this has gone. And the sad part is, he got the most clutch hit of all of them last night, Castellanos, right? Yeah. Before this happened, before the base running and the comments, he got the clutch hit to get the game to 4-3. So I wish we were talking, you know, positively about him today, but we're not because of that. All right, let's hear from Trey. Let's hear from Bryce after. Let's start with Trey Turner as we look forward to Game 3.
I'm pretty confident that you guys can overcome something.
We got a great team. We've won 3 games in a row before. We've swept good teams. We've played good baseball. We got to find that. We got to find it quick. And you know, I felt like we've played pretty decent these last 2 games. We just haven't had enough to get the win. I don't feel like we're really beating ourselves. I feel like we're playing some good defense. We're getting some hits here and there. It just doesn't seem like enough each step of the way. So not beating ourselves is a positive sign. Now we gotta beat a really good team.
Look, I don't know if he commented on his play to home separately. And he probably was talking about the team overall, but it's a little bit rich there to hear him say, we're playing pretty good defense as you threw the ball to the wrong side of the plate.
Like, yeah. I mean, he mentioned that he pulled the throw.
Yeah.
So that was
right. He did. We played it earlier. Yeah, I know that was a separate conversation. It just I heard him say, "We're playing pretty good defense."
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean,
honestly, like, and I get that they have to tell themselves that, you know, we've beaten good teams before, we swept good teams before, but you haven't won 3 games in a row against possibly the best team, who is also managing and playing to win every single game. Sweeping a team in the regular season is very different.
Sure, it is.
There are circumstances that might prevent them from using their best guys in all 3 games. Like this is. Like the Dodgers are going to do every single thing that they can to win Game 3. And if it doesn't come down to Game 3, Game 4, then the same for Game 5.
And it does feel, watching the Dodgers last few days, that they were playing a little possum during the regular season. Blake Snell was on the IL for a long time. I wonder if they gave him extra time. They used, again, Sasaki was just like, was not even a part of their team all year. Now he's their closer. Doesn't it feel like watching them, like they won the World Series last year? They're a little bit older. Let's just kind of cruise through the regular season. When we get to the playoffs, we'll turn it on.
Yeah, I do feel like they kind of turned it up a notch.
Yeah, because they didn't look like this all regular season.
Well, in fairness, that's something they can afford to do with their roster.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know who gave them the biggest fight for the division this year. Like, Padres.
Yeah, they won it like by 6 or 7 games. Yeah. So, yeah, they can do that. And they have Ohtani to kind of carry them every day, so they could do that with their other players.
They were going to be in the playoffs regardless.
Of course. And they at this point, they know that. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
So, in theory, the bunt play is not a bad call for that specific moment in the game. The problem is you got probably the dumbest and most I don't give a damn player on the team in the most important spot at second base. So what you should do, as soon as Castellanos got to second base, put a pinch runner in for him. Wait a minute, I can't do that because I elected to take 12 pitchers on a 5-game series. I could have taken 11 and had somebody else on the bench. You know, maybe like the chief vibes officer. That guy would have made that play easily.
Jeff, not only all those pitchers, a 5-game series with 3 off days. So, like, yeah. The idea of needing all those pitchers is almost impossible. Like, Tim Mesa is on the team. Tim Mesa could walk in the room right now. I wouldn't know who he was. And he's on this roster.
Exactly. Yeah, who is he? I've never even heard of the guy, honestly. So, that was definitely all on Topper for making that decision with the personnel that were on the field. The one guy a little while ago, Mr. Positivity Al, he had some good points. except he forgot the Phillies lost a series in 1977 versus the Dodgers because the manager wouldn't put Jerry Martin in left field and left Greg Luzinski out there to drop a ball, and we lost the series. That's the kind of managing you have to have. You have to have way better managing. It doesn't matter that much in the regular season, but now it does. And you can cost yourself a game and a series because you elect to go with a play that a player can't make. There's no way. And Castellanos is dumb. He should have never ran in the first
game. I know. Or if he was going to, and that was the plan, Jeff, he's got to have a huge lead. There's no one covering second base, right? Like if it's a ball, a second ball from Vesia, and Stott pulls the bunt back, he could just walk back to second. There's literally nobody there. And he knows that. And the fact that he didn't get a big lead, Mookie must have looked at him and like, wait a second. All I got to do is outrun this guy to third. This is easy.
Yeah, this amazing.
And like J-Roll said, you can go back to second. If you know you can't beat that guy,
yep.
Castellanos can't beat anybody, I don't think.
No.
He's literally the worst starting player in the league this year.
Yeah.
By all stats.
Yeah. No, he is. And he cost him twice last night. That, and he cost him that double
ironically
that Freeman had
hit.
Should not have been a double.
Ironically got a hit.
I know. He got the bit.
Oh, my God.
It was the full Castellanos experience last night. We got the whole thing.
It was. All right, man.
Jeff, appreciate the phone call. Do we get a little news on our old buddy CJ GJ?
He's back in Baltimore.
Going to the Ravens.
Yeah, down the street.
Well, they could use all the help they can get. They've been in some big trouble.
I was curious if he was going to end up anywhere, though.
Yeah, it's kind of weird he wasn't on a roster. Like, seemed too good of a player to just be hanging out in the middle of the season. Wow. Joe in the Northeast is up. Hey, Joe. Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Joseph. Listen to us. MLB Network, what's Joe doing?
Joe?
Sounds like us.
Yeah. All right, put Joe on hold.
He might have fell asleep, too.
Yeah.
It's weird. Joe called me yesterday, said they're cooked. Mm-hmm. Today, he said it's going to game 5. I wonder what changed.
He feels better after last
apparently,
night.
Apparently, yeah.
He's in a good mood.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good for him.
You think that's good vibes for the Phillies, that Joe in the Northeast is still believing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, okay. I think it is. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I'll go with that. We can go with that.
So I didn't look at the poll, but I guess we didn't get over 50% to suspend Hugh Douglas for the final segment today.
Unfortunately, no.
Oh.
But that's a moral victory for us.
Saved by the bell. Yeah.
I mean, usually it's
that's crazy. I can't believe y'all wanted to suspend me for real.
Well, we couldn't believe you today. So
I am a professional.
Ditto.
Mm-hmm. I'm the only professional that sit in this chair.
Excuse
on
me.
A daily basis.
You did. Again, just to go over the infractions, first segment.
Is that a shot at the other people who sit
in
that chair?
Saying,
or Spike and Richie?
I'm the only professional here. Mm-hmm. I don't have an agenda, ever. I speak truth.
Why do you lie?
I have an agenda. I don't have an agenda. It's fake news. Don't care about the fans. No, I've always called the fans idiots, though. I love them to death, though, but they're a little off.
Yeah.
They're a little off.
I can agree with that.
I mean, they're a little off. It's
you that's off today, though, buddy.
Yeah. No, I'm not. What did I do? I'm just optimistic.
Here's Castellanos over here.
Bringing up the Jags.
One game. We got one more game. And the Jags did win last night.
Nobody cares.
They did win, though. I'm just saying they won, and they're 4-1. Mm-hmm. Nobody saw that coming.
Why would we? We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care, but I'm just saying. I was trying to, you know, find some optimism.
Didn't work.
But I think we're in a little bit of a bigger hole than the Jaguars being a 3-point home underdog last night. Like, we're 0-2 to the Dodgers. Like, this is not easy stuff we're asking.
Honestly,
to come back
from. The more I think about it, the more I'm, like, appalled at the audacity that you had to bring up the Jags.
Well, the Jags won last night. That's going to make everyone in Philadelphia
feel
better.
No, I'm just saying, they did win, though. They did.
No, I know. I'm aware.
We know what you're saying.
Yeah.
We just don't understand why.
No, I'm just saying, because they won. I'm just saying. I just want to share. That's it.
Okay. Let's go try to go Joe again.
Optimism.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on?
I tried to get in you guys yesterday. Yeah. You came to me, but we didn't get on. Because I was going to talk about Noah. Noah had to start one of these three games. And preferably, I would have rather seen him even pitch a game two. I don't care if his ERA is 8 or 10. Suarez has reached his innings for the year. You know, his top innings was 155. He's a little bit past that, I believe. He's shot. That's why he's not starting.
So you think Nola's not shot, but Suarez is shot?
No, we have a better chance. And if these guys are ever going to pick their butts off the benches and play behind somebody, it will be behind Nola. Has Suarez as a starter ever won any postseason game? Even Chris Sanchez, has he won any postseason game? Has Lizardo won any postseason game as a starter? No, the guy you got going tomorrow night has won and has been there before, and he's going to throw an outing. Now, let's see if these guys can get him some runs. I think it's coming back to game five here. Otani and Lizardo, you know, they took Lizardo off the hook, the Dodgers, yesterday. You know, I know he only gave up 2 runs, and you know, everybody's raving about his outing, but he had given up 25 pitches in the first inning. Then they started going after – they were going out in 5 or 6 pitches in an inning. And you know, that's what got them to the seventh inning. They wanted to expose the Phillies bullpen, which they could have gotten to earlier, you know. So I would be a little bit leery about game five with Otani against him. But I think that this is coming back.
Joe, I love the optimism, and if they're coming back, boy, this is going to be a special place on Saturday. Joe, we appreciate the phone call. Can we get through tomorrow before we talk about coming back here for Game 5?
Yeah, he's being super optimistic. It starts with one. Yeah.
I need to see one before I think they're going to win two out there.
Definitely starts with one.
Yeah. Boy, he loves Aaron Nola.
He got a chance to shove. He got a chance to everything that happened this season. Yes, I said it, and I did not stutter.
But like Lizardo shoved. Yeah. What are the odds that Nola shoves? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just thinking about, like, can we get out of it without it being that, you know, the game's over in the fifth inning?
Okay, realistically, I'm going into this game. If he can give me 5 innings, and I have all the other guys that are available
to me. How many runs are on the board for the Dodgers through 5?
None. I'm going to say none.
If he can give me 5 innings and 3 runs, I will take that in a heartbeat.
No, I'll take 5 innings, no run. Yeah,
well, so I will too, but I'm living in reality.
One run. Yeah. 5 innings, 1 run. All right. Is that it? Nobody has nothing to say? Is that it? I'm the only one on here being a professional
right now. He had a 6 ERA.
I hear what you're saying, but this is a different circle. Just like you felt that Bryce Harper was going to step up to the plate.
But Bryce Harper had a solid season.
That's going to be what Aaron Nola's going to do.
Okay. Well, but it hasn't worked. I was wrong.
He's been resting.
Resting. Let's go to you people. Yeah, see what they got for the best today.
Thank you.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Why don't you just manage the team then, Joe?
That's a good one.
Honestly, would it have been much worse last night? I'm not saying they would have won the game, but like...
I feel like you don't want...
There's no way I thought.
No, you're swinging for the fences all the time.
There's no way I thought. And Rangers' butt is in the game in the middle of it.
Couldn't have been worse. Just saying, yep. Is this still team, quote-unquote, different, you bald bozos?
It's not. It doesn't look different.
No. I can't.
You got me on that.
I mean, on multiple fronts.
Yeah.
Bald bozos, not different.
Yeah. I do feel like a bozo. Yep. I felt like a bozo last night watching it.
Bozo the clown. Remember that? Well, you all remember that. Bozo the clown used to be a clown.
No worries, everyone. Phillies lost, but Hughes Jags won.
See, they took that and they twisted it.
Well, that's
okay.
What you get.
I mean, that's fine.
You deserve.
Yeah, that was earned. That was earned.
Yeah, you people do adamantly want you suspended. By the way,
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yep.
If they suspend me, y'all ain't got nothing to talk about.
Mm.
You need me.
No, hold on a second.
You people ain't got nothing to talk about. Who they going to talk bad about? Tom Kelly ain't here.
Ooh, I know. He came on Friday for one segment, and
they came after him.
But don't you realize if you were suspended for one day, we could do a whole segment on when should Hughes suspension be over?
Yeah, exactly. They'll still come after you. You're not getting out of that. I didn't expect this comment, but when we put the poll up, somebody said, not sure what the context, but yes.
You're talking about the poll about kicking.
Yeah. Suspending Hugh.
Wow. So just no matter what,
yeah,
Hugh's suspended.
Said, I don't know. I don't know what happened, yeah. But yes, Hugh should be suspended.
It's one of the great rivalries in Philadelphia right now is you people versus you.
That was on the Twitter poll.
Wow.
Which usually Twitter is
wow.
on Hugh's side.
Wow. They must have heard about Dodger Douglas.
I don't know what's yep. wrong with these folks. I was going to say something smart, but I'm going to let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
I'm going to let it go.
Did you guys notice that Hugh behaved a bit more after his first two early strikes?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What you mean? I behaved a little bit more.
I did notice that. You no, stopped poking.
No,
you did.
No, yeah, it was. I had. I told you I had this furniture debacle.
Yeah. Oh, the sofa.
Yeah. I
noticed a milder version of you.
Yeah, because I had this furniture debacle.
Hasn't this sofa been going on for days?
It has been.
You had a different approach at the plate once you went down to the table.
I had to divert my energy and I had to cut some other folks out.
Okay. Sure.
Yep. I did overhear Hugh's conversation. At one point, he said, "It's a problem." Like, and he was not
it's definitely
happy.
A problem. Yeah. It's definitely a problem.
Sorry about that, buddy. Move on. The Eagles play in 2 days.
So we're gonna sit in this for a little while. We're gonna be here for a minute.
I don't understand the move on people. Like, what do you mean move on? Which is the game just happened. They have another one tomorrow. Move on. We watched 162 for this. What was their whole hype video on Saturday? It's all about October. And I'm supposed to move on?
Drop it.
This isn't just like spilled milk. This is a season down the drain. Move on.
Yep.
Stop.
That's funny.
Move on, people. Sticking up for Topper because Hugh knows what it's like to be fired.
I'm pretty sure whoever had that knows what it's like to be fired, too.
Probably.
Yeah, a lot of people have been
fired. If they had a job in the first place. Yeah.
We're getting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's only going to get worse for you here, buddy. Guys, don't kick Hugh while he's down. No guarantee he gets up without help.
I still can get up pretty good. Yeah. That ain't cool. I can get up.
That's fair.
I'm pretty.
I mean, when you fell in the studio the one time, you got right back up.
Yeah, because I was embarrassed. You know, pride gets you off the ground.
Yep. Mark shouldn't be that upset with Hugh for making noises. He's at the phase in life where you grunt every time you have to move a muscle. Hey, Hugh, have you had your cream of wheat yet today?
No, I don't eat cream of wheat, man. I
you did have an oatmeal. You did have an oatmeal phase.
I did go through an oatmeal phase. I did go through an oatmeal phase, and I left that alone.
So, yeah. I mean, one time you brought it and it was frozen.
Yeah, I forgot to thaw it out.
Yep.
I like oatmeal.
It's become perfectly clear. Hugh's been hanging out with Mark Sanchez these days.
Have not been out. Hey.
Listen, please don't. Please don't.
Mark.
Got to stay away from Mark these days.
Listen. Mark walked down the street like he was in an MMA fight and he was like, eh.
Stabbed and bloody.
He was stabbed and he was like, ah, I don't feel a thing. Like, he was on, man, listen, I can't wait for my reckless speculation to be right. He wasn't right. He wasn't right.
That wasn't alcohol. No way.
Right.
Hugh Douglas may as well just personally escort this Phillies core to the upper room.
In the upper They got one more game, man. One more game.
Yeah. This one might hit.
They got one more chance.
Yeah.
You know it's bad when the Phillies' big three has fewer hits than Hugh had sacks in Jacksonville.
Wow.
I had three.
You had three and a half.
I had three and a half. Do they have three?
Do they end the series with fewer than you had in Jacksonville? That should be the new line. If they're under that, it's over.
No, they go over.
They're going over. They're getting hits. They're hitting Yamamoto tomorrow night.
What's going to happen? It's going to be
It's Yamamoto.
Oh yeah.
The Phillies are going to hit more. They're going to have more hits than I had sacks, and I'm going to have more sacks than whoever it was that made that comment.
There you go.
That's how that works.
It was just 3.5, right? To be clear.
Yeah. It was only 3.5, but it was three and a half more than whoever made that comment.
All right. Just one more quick thing here, because the Phillies have done this to us. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the series, Kyle Schwarber and the Mets, and it almost made Joe curse.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to find out what their plan is for next year as soon as this October's over. If they keep Topper, then we're just running this. I almost got too comfortable. We're running this. Yeah, they got me.
That was awesome.
They got me today.
That was awesome.
Yep. Oh, I was this close. And you know what? If they lay an egg tomorrow night, we might have it happen.
We are
on
professionals.
Yeah, add the day after. All right, that's enough for us. We got to regroup. We're back tomorrow for a Game 3. Afternoon show is next. Right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.